gentlemen, this is your stewardess speaking. We regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. This is due to periodic air pockets we encountered. There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
All right. Thank you for listening to The Greatest Non-Hits. I'm your host, Chris, and playing Airplane from Widespread Panic's Ain't Life Grand album is my co-host, Tim. And before we get things started, man, I just want to give a shout out to some friends that I hung out with over the weekend. I've got my Hooters visor on and just pumped from the bachelor party this weekend. Shout out to JC, Jeff, Ben, James, Kyle, Mike, Ryan, Tyler, Elliot, yeah, Lou. Shout out to all you guys. Thanks for a great time this weekend. And a little, here's a little inspiration for you here.
Fidelio.
All right, that was for you guys. A little inside joke there, but... Nonetheless, thank you so much again for listening. It's not about me or the Bachelor Party weekend. This is about Widespread Panic's Ain't Life Grand album, and we're gonna go deeper and deeper here. It's probably one of their best albums, maybe if not their my favorite album. This released September 6, 1994. And it's no big hits. I mean, the song Ain't Life Grand, I guess, has some notoriety. But beyond that, there aren't really any hits on this album. We're going to say that these are all non-hits. And we're going to listen to the whole album, have some yucks, have some kicks. And then at the end, we're going to rank our top three of the songs that, you know, didn't get any love. But we love them. And we're glad you're along the way with us. So... with that said, just to give a little bit of a background, the band Widespread Panic is, I think they're another Athens, Georgia band. So they're sort of along the framework of the B-52s, 70s, REM, the 80s, Widespread Panic in the 90s. So, I mean, shout out to Athens. You know, they were killing it around this time, and you know, I mean, I was there to see it all. I kind of moved on. I kind of left around 94. But, this album really, resonates with me. I think it's gotten tons of critical, reception. I think Trouser Press wrote that although the chorus comes straight from the Bon Jovi cliche book, Heroes musters a mild version of Pearl Jam's taut emotional ambiance. So, anyway, ton of good songs. There's a song called Little Kin, Ain't Life Grand, Airplane's the third song, what Tim is playing there. Can't Get High, it's a remake. Heroes, Raise the Roof, Junior, L.A., Blackout Blues, Jack, Fishwater. There's a hidden track as well. Waiting for the Wind to Blow Down the Tree in My Backyard. So, the boys in this band, John Bell, guitar, mandolin, and vocals. John Herman, keyboards and vocals. Michael Hauser, passed away early, pancreatic cancer, 2003. He wrote some of the songs and played guitar, vocals, original member. Todd Nance, Domingo Ortiz, and Dave Schools on bass guitar. So, Todd Nance on the drums. Domingo Ortiz, I think he's the guy that's playing the bongos in a couple of these songs. And this is a good album, man. I like it a lot. I guess there are some guest performers. David Blackman on the fiddle, Eric Carter on vocals, Adrian Fish on vocals. I do hear some choruses in some of the On Raise the Roof. I'm thinking that's where they're at. John Keane, guitar, pedal steel vocals. Dwight Manning on the oboe. So, sweet. David Barbie? David Barb? I don't know. Assistant engineering, Marsha Beverly, art direction. So, anyway. Yeah, Yeah, so this is like, I don't know, their third album, fourth album. Album cover, it's kind of crazy. It's sort of like another collage, you know. Tim's into the collages, so I'm thinking he might have an opinion. He might have something to say. We're going to bring him on in a second here. He's gonna wrap it up for us and give us his two cents. I think he wanted something to be effective. What was it, man? What did you want? There was another band called like the local Calm or something like that. It was sort of like the antithesis of Widespread Panic, you know. So that was shed some light. How you doing, bud?
I'm just
trying to get it together, aren't you?
Trying to get it together. Trying to lift off here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
lift off. That's
sounds
like Airplane.
I like Widespread Panic, but I prefer the localized Calm. They're also a local band from Athens around that time. More chiller, a little more elevator music.
I'd never heard of them, man. Okay.
They don't exist. We have a great show. I love the Widespread Panic. Shout out to the Spreadheads. Shout out to...
They were kind of a band like that, you know, sort of like their jam band rock. Yeah. They drew from a lot of influences, Allman Brothers, all of those. I think like even Dwayne Trucks and Derek Trucks. Yeah, you know, they're all sort
Warren
of
Haynes. Overlaps.
Yeah, there's sort of like a family tree going on there.
I'm playing on my Warren Haynes signed Washburn guitar tonight. Nice. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Got the signature on the.
It's got side there. It's got some sauce. It's good. I'm just really, really digging this album. I bought this album on a CD, I guess, when I was probably about 17. And it lasted a while before it scratched or somebody stole my CD thing out of my car. I had a lot of CDs, a lot of burned CDs. Did you burn a lot of CDs back in the day? Or
Fidelio.
Oh, no.
Burn that disc.
Yeah. Right. I used to burn CDs, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
I never burned this one, but it's from that era, 2000s, 2000, 2010, somewhere in that range. Yeah. I remember getting the CD out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lining up Spotify.
Yeah. I like this album cover. It's kind of like a watercolory sort of Van Gogh-ish sun with the band in like what looks to be like some cool little street.
Yeah, there's like a car in there or something.
They're poking their head out. I don't know. It's kind of, it's good. It's a good thing.
I think it goes with the name. Ain't Life Grand?
Yeah. What's the central focus of this album? What do you think? It's like, I don't know. I think it's just life experiences and generically referenced on that.
Yeah. Just take it all in kind of a thing. You know?
Yeah.
That's what life is and it's what you make of it. And let's have fun despite all the struggles. And it's, play the hand that we're dealt with because like life is like 10% of what happens to you. And the other 90% is how you respond to it kind of a thing.
Just life just keeps happening.
Yeah. What's his name? It's,
Theo Von.
Our man, Theo Von. Yeah, exactly. Theo Von. It's just life is life. Yeah.
It's just life.
Yeah. It's just life.
Life is like, hey, guess what?
That's live.
I love this album so much. And definitely very juicy, juicy guitar solos.
You like the juice, eh?
It's definitely some shredding. The shreddability and the upward of downward of really covering the neck. And then even the last song, I mean, kudos to Hauser for really... being such a, like I was talking, we were talking earlier about how he's such a notesmith and a note crafter. And he's absolutely. Like, he really does.
And you're talking about Schools, right?
Well, Schools is the bassist, but he's a
notesman too.
He plays a six string modulist, and he plays almost lead bass throughout these songs, almost kind of like Phil Lesh style. Very jammy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Very technical bassist.
Dominguez
on that. If you ever get a chance to see some of his drum solos on YouTube, he's a drumming wizard, that guy.
Well, is he also playing the bongos on
He's got Raise a whole kit. Roof, he's got a crazy kit over the years that looks like a wall of drums, and he's in like this little L, and they have him next to the other drummer. Who's holding it down?
Schools. Or no, no, the, not the, no, 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 you're right. What is the bass player? Or
I
the
got drummers? You here.
Look it up there.
Todd Nance.
Yeah, Todd
Nance. R.I.P.
That's right. Yeah. He passed away 2020, I think.
Yeah.
He left the band 2016. He may have known what was up.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace. And Michael
Hauser. He held it down. And John Herman on keys.
Yeah,
he's really John Bell's voice is it's pretty harrowing. I mean, it's got that guttural sort of yeah.
Well, let's hear it, man. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
I think I need my freedom.
Thanks, Brad Hamilton.
We're off the mark here.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like this porno vibe, you know.
Oh, don't do that. Please, please don't do that.
Spends his days in bed. It's just a womanizing kind of. Ooh. Daddy's last heartbreak. What does that mean? Ah, this solo. The effects on this. What is it?
Is that Hauser?
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Piercing notes. Little frying pan.
We'll have an eggs coming at you.
Can't wait for the griddles. we lost.
Mama's eyes.
Mommy. Mama.
Mom. Younger Mom. Hands. Mom. Ooh.
Oh, wait just a minute.
I'm Mr. Han. I used to play trivia. My name or whatever would be like Hand Solo, you know. It was a crowd pleaser.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible guitar work. I'm just really angry. I'm angry at Michael Hauser's pancreas.
I know.
Right now because it'd be nice to have him around. Who knows what he could have done?
So underknown.
Who knows what he could have created thereafter?
I know. It's. Jimmy Herring is on guitar now. They had someone else in the interim as well.
A hell of a guitar player too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Hauser.
I love this. Just like John Bell's voice and Hauser's.
Yeah.
Guitar just intermingling here with Schools. Listen to Schools for a second right here. This is such a ripper.
There's like all these like farmer's daughters references going on. You know, there's like this whole narrative of
kind of a farm with a horse.
Yeah, horses, dogs are they're mentioned throughout the whole album. So
no thanks. I'm a horse, not a guinea pig.
It's cool that that synth doing that. While he's holding that note. So cool.
Well, hope they got good riddles.
All right, there you go.
There is nothing more to be added to it.
Oh, good timing on that last clip. All right. Yeah, we are out of the gate. Yeah, strong to quite strong.
Jeez. So what do you think of that one? I mean, when we talked about doing this, I mean, mm-hmm. when you hear that opener, it doesn't sync with the lyrics on Spotify. Most of these songs don't. So check them in due time and go over these again, because great lyrics.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over the whole
very J.J. Cale almost kind of like that like classic-y like badge. Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale kind of thing.
Oh, can you imagine if Hauser and J.J. Cale played together? That would be kind of cool.
Or like, was it Mark Knopfler or something?
Oh, wow.
There we go. All right.
Wow, you're blowing my mind, man.
Well, hey.
You got a mellow out.
Chet Atkins.
Rolling doobies!
Rolling by. John Bell on mandolin as well.
John Bell, yep.
JB.
That's what that is. Yep. Good shout out. Watching people roll by.
Wonder where they're going. Single successful guy.
That's right.
What's your job?
All American burger. Wipe in the mirror.
Asshole.
Harry. Okay.
And I've got to be fair to myself, Lisa.
Something about Judge Reinhold over this ripping guitar solo. Little just me.
He's a spreadhead for sure.
He is a spreadhead.
I got Uno Nicolette.
Oh my god. You're 18, right? It's a good gig. It's slide guitar? What is that?
Not a dobro.
Pedal steel, John Keane. Oh, wow.
You like the juice, eh?
Ah, yes.
The runny juice.
Artwork shout out to James Michelopoulos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You're like the juice, huh?
J. John Dennis and Keane also worked with R.E.M. and Indigo Girls.
Oh, really?
The pedal steel. Oh.
Well, he did, like, production and engineering, too, so he probably worked on their albums as well.
Yeah.
Or he'd be sort of like a utility.
Shout out to Herman right now on keys.
Yep.
I
hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
Oh, yeah. Hey. You know what? Shout out to...
And then back to...
Schools. He's walking the dog.
I know, crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Lisa, I want some more.
Dusty clouds. More riffs. I love the sprinkled piano here. How do you not move around when you see this live?
Oh, this must be incredible live.
I know. Oh, did it feel good?
Feels.
In my mind, I was a child.
Yeah, there's kind of... Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
There seems to be like a Mardi Gras aesthetic to this band.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's like, look at the colors of the thing, these, like the beads.
What you gotta do to get the beads?
Big ol'! You know, it's like that kind of a vibe, you know? So, yeah.
All
right. So
all the passengers had fish. All the passengers are passing out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Captain Glenn Quagmire. We're looking at about a 4.5 hour flight time today. We got clear skies.
Sitting around, waiting for the mailman.
Good visibility.
I don't know how it could be so slow.
The temperature in Atlanta is 64 degrees.
Wrote me a letter. I still write letters. I like writing letters.
That's noble.
It's fun.
Yeah. What about you, Glenn?
The flight's going to be a little longer than we've expected.
Feeling it.
We've got some very strong headwinds, giggity.
It feels.
Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
I don't know how it rained so long. Okay, Ocean Woman.
This reminds me of my flight yesterday. It was a nightmare. What are you going to do? You know?
Just wait and suck it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to go to the bathroom and all of a sudden there's something like...
Just life just keeps happening.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Like, no, it was also...
Oh, wait just a minute.
What was that? You know, it was like, on an airplane. What are you going to do?
Or you have to change outfits and you just like... Smash up the whole, all the walls. Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Oh, Tommy Boy. Yeah. Yeah.
That is such a funny scene. They destroy so much just equipment and like set in that movie. God. Yeah.
That scene was classic.
Bye.
feel like it's the airport 2 hours in advance. It's like, no.
Well,
I don't always.
Well, the problem is, like, if you go into the parking lot, yeah. You know, what if they don't come for a half an hour? Then it's
that,
like,
yeah, it depends if you park or you get dropped off.
Right, exactly.
If you're dropped off, you're in gold.
Right. Yeah.
On the way back, it's tough because you got to, like, coordinate again.
Right, yeah. It's like,
or just take
other.
A cab. Luckily, yeah. We're not that far from the airport.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's like 50 to 70 for most people.
Yeah.
That's just what it seems. That's what I pay here. That's what I pay there.
Yeah.
People listening into the future, they're going to be like, that's nothing. It's going to be one of those references.
Yeah. I don't mind flying, you know. Boeing needs to get their shit together.
And we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
Boom. Yeah, you beat me to it.
Yes.
You button hooked me.
I did. I button hit. I'm hooking him.
Yeah. All good. You're on top of it.
This is
Can't get high. Kind of sounds like the boss of Rag.
Oh.
And then there's also the, what is it? Dropkin or something? What was that?
Oh. Yeah, this is Bloodkin. It's a cover that was also in Athens, a local band.
Right, this is their song and they're covering.
Yeah. You want to toggle the rags? You got to toggle the rags.
Yeah, this is the boss. Couldn't know this one. Not quite the same time signature.
Yeah, it's a little faster.
Okay. Yeah, that was the Boston Rag, Steely Dan, 1973, Countdown to Ecstasy, song 5.
Yeah.
Mistake.
You got a steely head?
It's a spread head and a steel head.
You're a steel head.
I'm a steel head, you're the spread head.
More a spread head than a steel head.
I know. Yeah, you slant.
I guess.
You slant spread. I slant steel. But I'm digging all this.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that special?
Oh, thank you.
A little bourbon and gin. Not in the same night. Whoa, what the hell?
Rolling doobies!
That just makes me laugh. Just a I see if I can get that Boston Drag chorus.
Yeah, get it.
Bring back the Boston Drag.
Kind of. It's
almost. It's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes their solos get a little bit rambly, I will say. For the
now you can make a case.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm starting to just think about Steely Dan and the overlapping in some ways of them. But this is the brilliance of this band. You can like draw a connection.
We should hear it solo.
And it's still like this original.
Let's play it solo in between this.
Let's sing it a cappella.
A cappella, you say?
Maybe Tim Cabello.
Don't do that. Please. Please don't do that.
Just life just keeps happening. Life is like, hey, guess what? And you're like, what? And it's like, bam! More life. It just never stops giving you more life. That's life. Hey, you want another scoop of life, boy?
Oh, jeez. Theo, he is on another level sometimes.
Yeah, shout out to Theo Von.
Whoa.
Thanks for that.
Ain't life grand, you know?
That's
it just
right.
keeps coming at you. Here's Heroes. A lot of family ties, little kin, Johnny, little brother.
Johnny led his baby brother Steve to the back door, and baseball, all the kids are waiting outside.
I like the image.
Old days come and go too soon.
It's pink, creepy.
Hear the spoons. It's got the metal chest on, the ribbed metal chest with the spoons.
Oh, cool. Yeah, who's that?
Domingo,
yeah.
Domingo.
He's playing bongos and stuff like that, too, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He moves around, like, he's a drum wizard.
Yeah, he's a utility.
So cool to watch.
Yeah, he's just, like, filling in the gaps. Playing the hell out of that thing. Whatever you call it. He's wearing it and playing it and just he's bouncing around.
He's wearing it for sure.
Feels good to watch a big man dance. With a wild smile.
Wild smile, big man dancing.
I was just thinking of that. Over in the streets come alive. How good it was making me feel.
Policeman, buy some ice cream. Sounds different when you hear Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
Ah. Shout out to Arnold.
We'll freeze the city. Then I will hold Gotham ransom.
Even the streets carry heroes.
That's right.
Look at every soul who saved his life.
Or anti-heroes.
That's right.
As the city bows to my demands, it's winter forever here in Gotham.
That's funny.
Yeah, Hauser, man.
It's almost metal. It's like, it's.
Yeah, well, I just never, I don't know.
It's almost like Deep Purple-y.
Yeah, Richie Black.
It is kind of like the way he solos.
He does. He plays very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, seamless.
It's just a slight southern, like, chord difference that he plays.
Yeah, it's kind of like a twang.
Yeah. Ah. Jeez. He's going to schooling us all.
Yeah.
Back to school.
Seriously.
He's getting...
I'm going back to school.
You're bouncing
school
on the bus, I know, with those bouncy blasting bass offs.
And that fine piece of bass.
Well, isn't that special?
No! No! It's like a little kid that just doesn't want to go down for a nap.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
It's sometimes you gotta get down and dirty to be a hero.
Yeah.
Skin your knee a little bit. Twist your ankle. Do something.
Oh, that end. I love that end, too. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
We have a...
Okay, like the thing is shifting here, you know, with the ranking and whatnot.
I know.
This is gonna be
some of these songs should be hits, but they're just... This album's kind of under the radar for most.
Right, exactly. But it might come down to, like, which guitar solo was better. I don't know.
True.
Is that Ortiz?
Yeah, the bongos?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the bongos do it for me on this song.
Grew up in Waco, Texas.
Oh, okay.
He was a teenager when he got a drum kit.
Okay.
Played his first professional gig at 15 at a bar with his uncle Cruz's band.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Baylor.
Bongos, congas, timbales. A shallow single-headed drum with metal casing.
He's just playing this the whole song, just never letting up, is he?
No.
I mean, it takes a lot of skill. Like, what if he gets a bongo wrong? That's kind of, seems like there's like low margin.
That's baby making music, that's what that is.
That's right, there you go.
Get the door, I'm praying, goddammit!
Shout out to Dana and Brett.
Just go home! That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Division, this is gonna be tough.
Answer me!
And deeper, way, way down.
Bring back.
Oh, did we just go back to school on that little?
Back to school.
We did.
We got schooled right in that little interlude there.
Strong. Be strong.
One minute, 30 seconds.
Oh, wait just a minute.
And we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
A single successful guy. I think I need my freedom.
I love that. Yes.
Little palate cleanser.
That was great. Well done. All right, now we're back to rippage. We're back to shredding and ripping. Call the fire department over here. What the heck is going on? Mr. Freeze, you heard from Arnie. He freaking loves this song. He's just lifting weights, freaking out.
Mr. Ten Below. Mr. Freeze. Juice?
This is Junior.
Oh, Junior.
All right, let's go!
Mommy.
Today, Junior?
Let me have some Junior mints in the...
Junior, have you seen your grandfather lately?
He's ripping it, man.
I know.
And it's like, and yeah. It's at the end of the day, it's about the guitar solo.
It makes me want to go home and get my guitar.
Yeah. Let's go home!
Love your mama, your sister too.
Other guitar.
Love your
yeah. He is...
Unsung hero.
I mean... He ties it together, man.
It really does.
His raspy, like... I mean, I get goosebumps with this stuff.
I know. Yeah, this is... Yeah, this is their best album, I want to say.
I mean, right, a lot of...
No? You disagree?
I think there's... I don't know. There's a lot of good albums. Their live albums are really good, too. That's the other thing, is like listening to a whole album or like a whole set of the soundboard quality is pretty cool too, because they flesh it out even more.
Would you say that they're sort of like a band who gets better in some ways with different lineup changes like over the years? Or
sure.
Just doesn't get affected in the way some people...
I think Jimmy Herring definitely guitar solos very similarly to Hauser in the technicalities that he wants to achieve in his playing. This is very, very, very similar to Hauser already. So it's weird because they're like, it's a great replacement. That's almost like spitting, listening image, if that makes sense.
It's like living through.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. He's got a note like a million synapses away that he's gonna hit at the end. Like his brain's just like
today, Junior.
But he's still playing like a million miles a minute at the same time. Like
sure,
it's almost like closing your eyes and just being able to like wield the axe. So like. Perfectly, you know.
I know, it's just sort of like jackpot. It's like a jackpot.
You can tell they've mastered the guitar. It's like.
And deeper. Way. Way down.
Motherfucker!
Hey, no towels, man.
Oh, nice.
All right, we're at
Port LA.
Shout out to the small town of LA. Shout out to Long Beach. Shout out to Uncle Johnny.
sure it'd be nice, like, driving up and down the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Beach, listening Laguna. To this. Yeah.
This is a good Laguna Beach song.
Yeah. All the beaches. Redondo.
Suburb of L.A. Laguna.
Yeah.
Though they would hate if you called them a suburb of L.A.
Well, yeah, it's kind of insulting. You
know? It is.
I mean, not that L.A. is.
They're coastline. They've got the prim proper.
Yeah, they want
the orange, coast.
Yeah, they want to be their own thing. Independent.
Oh, yeah. Ortiz is crushing it on this as well. We're asking Spotify for the lyrics, and Spotify's like,
oh, wait just a minute.
That's a good one, man. I like that.
I got uno Nicaragua.
Altitude is...
It's 64 in Atlanta.
Well, isn't that special?
It's got that creepy... Who is on this extra horn here? Oh, Dwight Manning on oboe.
Okay. Oh, nice shout out.
I think that's what that is, right?
Yeah. I thought he used to call him Mr. Ten Below.
I'm Mr. Ten Below.
This is when everybody in the audience sits down and,
Rolling doobies!
Exactly.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Prayer and swearing.
Get the door! I'm praying, goddammit!
Love that.
Yeah, gotta give a little love to Todd Nance, right?
Todd is... Todd and Domingo.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, it's like a Taser's Choice moment amongst bros. Especially that part, you know.
Whoa, that was trippy.
That was awesome.
Social studies division, this is gonna be tough.
It's like a song at like a Orange County strip club or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. This is what they play in the strip clubs in Orange County.
All right, let's go.
Where are we going? Let's get some tickets.
Where are you going? I'm going.
Get some plane tickets.
Yeah.
We'll get some aeroplane tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Meet our buddy Richard Nixon IV. It's like the Gen Z of Nixon's.
Deeper, way, way down.
Oh, that was fun. It's good.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, yeehaw.
All right, which one is this, Tim? Sorry.
We got Blackout Blues.
Blackout Blues. Oh, nice.
Gradually.
That's okay. Call me out. That's fine.
In the middle of the night.
Yeehaw.
No, not at all. Come on in. What do you need?
Why not?
Want some tea? What do you want?
Yeah.
Why are you in my house? I'm sleeping.
This is a song that sounds like it's about like a drunken bachelor party. Everybody's staying in the same house. And it's craziness the whole time.
Barbershop Raga.
It is a little Barbershop Raga, isn't it? Woke up in your bed this morning. You were sleeping on the floor.
Falling in and out of bars. My own. Off the ground. Gotta keep your head up, you know. I think we're riding on our last day, like the dark horse down the stream. I think we're riding on our last day, like the dark horse down the stream. Gradually. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
Oofa. Oh, thanks. I'm a horse, not a guinea pig.
It's way down there.
I know.
It's way down that colon.
I know people love this song. It's just not doing it for me. I don't know why.
I know.
I just can't.
It's a little like typecasted. I feel like Derek Trucks needs to be like on it. I don't know.
Junior, have you seen your grandfather lately? Jacked it twice since I've been here.
A little foreshadowing there.
Get the door! I'm praying, goddammit!
Wow, we're...
This is a long one. It's kind of... It's grueling. If you're already not into this, it's like, oh, God.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah, it's like... It's where you go to the bathroom break. It's where you go get beers or something.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what they're doing here. I mean, I know it's like, this is really hard to do.
Oh, thanks.
Pray for him, I'm doing it for his dog.
No, mother, an actual dog.
You're drunk at a bar and your dog needs to go out. Go home.
And I'm prairie dogging it.
It's a little bit, it keeps going and going.
All right, let's go!
Yeah, there's like no escaping. You just gotta just. Yeah.
We're used to not this, usually. Okay.
That was good. I mean, great.
It is good.
Musicianship, for sure. Yeah.
It's just a little long.
Yeah. It's like this other, like, cool vibe that was going on otherwise. But maybe this is their palate cleanser, I guess. Sometimes you got to change it up.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We're on...